Today on Press TV, the director of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has advised the West to avoid, quote, adventurism over Tehran's nuclear energy program. And Ekberat Salehi said efforts to undermine the Geneva deal would be self-defeating. Salehi said U.S. officials' recent remarks about Iran's nuclear program violate the terms of the Geneva deal. Bahraini people hold new anti-regime demonstrations. The protesters condemn Manama's violent crackdown on dissent. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-regime protests since mid-February 2011, almost on a daily basis. The crackdown in the Persian Gulf Kingdom has left many people dead. The United States has hit its debt limit again, so the government is unable to borrow more money to pay its bills. Under the budget deal passed by Congress last October, the debt limit was temporarily suspended to end the government shutdown. The suspension ended at the close of business on Friday. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has defended U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's efforts to broker the so-called peace talks between Tel Aviv and the Palestinian Authority. Washington's drive to bring together the Israeli regime and the Palestinian Authority has been strongly criticized in the Israeli cabinet. Meanwhile, a new poll shows 70% of Israelis don't trust the United States on security matters. They say the U.S. cannot be relied on to protect Israel's key interests and security in the so-called peace talks with the Palestinian Authority. In Greece, a demonstration against new mass layoffs of teachers and municipal workers has been held, and some protesters scuffled with police. Greece is struggling to recover from its worst economic recession since World War II. The economic downturn has left hundreds of thousands of people jobless and unable to support themselves. Weather forecasters warn the devastating rainstorms are approaching Britain. Winds blowing nearly 130 km per hour are expected to hit the southern parts of the country on the weekend. Large chunks of land are already underwater in other regions. The British government has been accused of slow response to floods. The youngest daughter of Spain's King Juan Carlos is scheduled to appear in court in a corruption scandal. Spanish prosecutors have accused Princess Cristina and her husband of tax evasion and money laundering. This is the first time in Spain's history that a royal family member is being tried on corruption charges. Those latest here on Press TV.